I know. You got to party thing. Without me. All yeah, right. Let's rub it in.
Yeah, okay. No, that's no class at all.
It's I mean, all good.
All righty. You will be the guest of honor at the next party.
Okay, good.
All right, let's start the program officially. Yay. Let's see if I can remember how to do this. I think I pressed this little mouse button.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Is it my imagination, or is that music sounding a little muddy?
Yeah, it
it's
does.
It's not as bright
I don't know.
It used to be. Is it the
something
computer
something with your
in
computer,
here?
Maybe.
Oh, man. Can you play it in there?
I could.
Try it.
Over it?
No, not over it. Well, when it's over, it'll be over in just a second. You got it cued?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, as soon as we come, yeah. Yeah, right now I have to stop talking, you know, say, like,
good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, just for the heck of it, you play it in there and see if it sounds
okay.
A little more bright.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Much better. Much better.
Yeah, that's good.
Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Welcome, Monterey Bay, Silicon Valley. Is it Silicon Valley, not Silicone Valley, like some people say? Welcome to the Saturday special. On your not muddy radio station, I knew there was something wrong because it sounded very muddy and wasn't bright and brilliant like it should be, but now it is. Hey, does that mean that you, that probably means that you should play the Saturday special promo also so that doesn't sound muddy, okay?
I've got it ready.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
I get complaints now and then from folks who don't like something they've heard on their favorite radio station, but whenever David Corsi has his Media Matters guest on, the complaints, shall we say, intensify dramatically. One caller, Brian from Freedom, was summarily mocked and disposed of this week during the Corsi show. He sent me an email that was so superbly and articulately written that, well, suffice to say, it was a no-brainer to invite him to be a guest on the Saturday special. Now, this is nothing against Corsi, whom I feel is a terrific and skilled broadcaster who brings a much-needed perspective to KSCO, and I certainly hope he himself chooses to participate in this program. But Brian from Freedom thinks there are moles infiltrating KSCO, and he wants me and you to at least be aware of this and be on the lookout for it. So check out the next Saturday special when Brian from Freedom, who happens to be a very spiritual, very talented, very intelligent, and very worried American, appears as our guest this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Occasionally Willing to Let Bygones Be Bygones, to a point, Radio AM 1080 KSCO. Hey, can you do the crossfire music? No, that's a special. That's a special thing. Yeah, that. Good. Brian from Freedom. Welcome to KSCO.
Thank you, Michael. So nice to see you again and to be here.
Oh.
Yes, you've been here before under a different moniker.
Yes.
You were not Freedom, Brian from Freedom. You were Humble Brian.
Well, that was
now,
half my name.
Now both of you are here.
Humble Brian's only half my name.
The Great. Humble Brian the Great. Excuse me. Forgive me. Okay, it's Humble Brian the Great. We go back a long way.
Sorry, yes. Could you turn up his mic?
Okay, yeah. Turn up his mic here.
I can get him a little closer.
That's better. That's better.
Yeah, we could even make it closer to his lips.
I'll work the mic. I'm an old pro.
I used to sing
in nightclubs.
Okay. So listen.
Yeah, you said we go back a long way, Michael. And if you would please indulge me just for a minute here.
Sure.
I would really like to say something that I've been wanting to say. It's been on my heart for a long time. You know, I used to have the In the Spirit show, and I was in Ohio phoning in the shows at a certain point after doing the show for a couple years or maybe a little less. And I was not well in Ohio, and I was under a lot of pressure. And I heard about this shock jock that came on the station. I didn't like him. And in my show, I started my show, and I did a really childish, unfair, unprofessional thing. In the beginning of my show, I said I couldn't go on with a station that'll have that kind of thing on the air. Meanwhile, they had me and In the Spirit on the air, which was such a gift to the community. And I want people to know, first of all, that the Zwirling family completely sponsored that great show that so many of you loved. Michael and his mother, Kay, completely paid for that show. And they gave it to the community, and it was a wonderful thing. And I just want to say, Michael, I never got to say it publicly here, that I apologize to you for treating you that way, because you were a real friend, a great friend. And I should have just called you and talked to you or gave you hell or said I want to take a leave of absence. And I should not have done that, and I should never have said something bad about this great station. So I just want to take responsibility. It was a bad time for me, and I let it get the best of me. And I really misspoke and misstepped, and I greatly apologize to you and your mother, Kay, who also was always very kind to me and who is a grand person. It's a delight to be in her company. So I got that off my chest, and I also want people to know later on, MZ heard that my family had been in a car accident and that we got banged up and we were hurting. And in spite of everything that had happened, and he sent me out some minerals. Just sent me as a gift some minerals out to Ohio because he wanted to help us get well. And this is a man who knows the meaning of friendship, and he's given so much to this community with this really free radio station. And when now and then when you see some eager, journalism student who's trying to make a name for themselves do a hit piece on the Zwirling family, understand that it's someone who doesn't have life experience and doesn't really know what they're saying or talking about because they're attacking good people. And I just wanted to get all that off my chest, and thank you for everything, Michael. Please accept my apologies. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate those kind words. It's been a while, probably a good decade or so, since any hit piece has been written about this station.
That's
so,
good, as it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but there are people who do not like the fact that we are a voice, a free voice for mm-hmm. everyone. Mm-hmm. Not everyone chooses to use that voice. But there are forces at work in the government, and I'm not paranoid. I'm absolutely realistic that are doing everything possible to silence not only this station but all commercial talk radio across the country, because it does tend to skew conservative. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and people who are not conservative don't like there to be any kind of voices or beliefs other than their own.
Yep.
If they cannot control everything, they're not happy. And that's the one thorn in the side of the people who are in control of our government right now. Okay? They can't control talk radio. So, but they're trying.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying really, really hard.
It's the nature of tyranny. It's the nature of tyranny.
Whether you call it the fairness doctrine or whether you call it the little proposed local community
blah guidance, blah blah
community bill. Guidance committees for radio stations about that will dictate what the content can be and what it can't be, because that's what's proposed now in lieu of the fairness doctrine, which doesn't have much support from either side, actually.
Well, that's why some people call them commies, because it's like Communist Russia was, that kind of stuff. And the real issue is freedom, not which side of the aisle you're on. Sometimes the aisle is the enemy, and people should unite around the concept and the principle of freedom, which is the most important thing. Whatever you believe, whatever your agenda, whatever you want, without freedom, you can't speak it and you can't go after it. So which side of the fence you're on, sometimes the fence is the enemy. Mm-hmm. Because people have to unite now around the idea of freedom and keeping our freedom so we can settle our own differences later, so we can fight with each other about what we want.
Let's talk about what, pardon me, spurred this program. I happen to be listening to our program. By the way, when you pulled that stunt back in, I think it was November 1999, it was either 98 or 99, as a result of that stunt, I decided that we were going to pull the plug on all local programming that was not sponsored by someone other than the Zwirling family.
Yeah, that's
too bad. As a result, we went into almost a decade-long period where our ratings were not what they had been. So, and only recently, only within the last year or so, or actually less than that, probably the last six to eight months, have I readopted that thinking. A nickel will buy you a carload of syndicated radio programs now. I mean, everybody and his brother is a talk show host and a syndicated one. It's no big deal to be nationally syndicated. You know, what is a big deal is to have quality, original content that you can't get anywhere else.
Right, but you know, it's understandable when you're nice and you're feeding the little stray dogs and you keep getting and you get your hand bit, then you think maybe I shouldn't be feeding the stray dogs
and
anymore.
And I figure if we're not gonna make money, if we're not gonna be a profitable enterprise, at least let's not be a profitable enterprise and not be aggravated either. You aggravated the hell out of me, and so did other people.
Yeah, I've seen it. I never thought I would do that to you. You know, maybe everybody sometimes is off or something. That Emerson guy was a disgrace, but you know, maybe you needed a kick in the butt then, but not from me.
Yeah.
It should not have been from me. And so anyway, he crashed. Nobody liked him. He went off the air. I was right about it, but I wasn't right about how I handled it.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, we don't need to dwell on that. I appreciate the kind words and the apology and so forth, but I do want to bring people up to date. So it really that was a really pivotal, seminal moment in KSCO history. You probably don't even realize that.
Too bad.
I've never told you that until now. But anyhow, we're back in the fold, and when O'Reilly announced that he was quitting radio and staying on television, every syndicated program distributor in the world contacted us because we're on the list of, what are you going to do for it to fill O'Reilly's slot? And you could hear the thud when we told them we're going to do local programming. We're going to do local originated programming.
There is no station in the world. This is the freest radio station in the world. There are other radio stations that are free because they're weird, they're bizarre, they allow anything. But there's no other radio station I've ever heard of that is really free, where all kinds of opinions get to be heard. I mean, this is just amazing. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, anyhow, so during this last week, one of our hosts, Dave Corse, who's an excellent host, as I said on the program, on the promo, had a Media Matters guy. Now, I guess Media Matters is a national, watchdog organization that keeps, I guess their whole credo is keeping an eye on what they consider, conservative talk radio. Making sure that nothing gets passed that isn't answered that shouldn't be answered, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my experience, and I have some proof, is they're not interested in freedom.
Have you heard this guy before? Who?
No.
Okay, because
once was enough.
Dave has him on once or twice a month, I think, for an hour, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from other people, many other people, that when this guy comes on, they turn the radio off because they can't stand him. They can't stand to listen to the guy.
Well, I've got some documentation now about him.
So tell us what happened. You were listening this week, Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah, I was listening in. I don't remember what. Something happened. I wanted to get my two cents in. You know me, so I called up. And it's funny, I don't live in Freedom, but it seems like every time I feel like compelled to call the station, I'm driving through Freedom. So they say, where are you calling from? I say, it's Brian from Freedom. So that's how that happens. So I called in and tried to talk to them, and I was saying that the banks were given all this money and they took it out of the country and they're not lending it. And they pointed out to me correctly that I was confused about, which many people are. There's so much going on now between the TARP money that a lot of it was given to the banks and actually took it out of the country, which to me is treason, is absolutely criminal. And I saw Barney Franks and all these other ones, there will be strict oversight, blah, 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 blah. The banks did whatever they wanted with the money, did not put it back into the economy. And when they asked the banks, what'd you do with the money, they said, we're not going to tell you. So there's their strict oversight. But anyway, then they said that in Obama's stimulus, no money was given to banks. So that I'd like to hear. If someone out there is knowledgeable, let me know about that, because I'm not sure. But that's not the issue. So I've tried to say something else, point I wanted to make, and the guy from Media Matters did. Brian wouldn't let me talk, so he got to say something. So I said, look, so I couldn't figure out where this guy was at exactly. He's pretty smooth. So I thought, well, let me ask him one. I'm a simple kind of guy in a way. Some ways I'm complex, but when you're not up on everything, you have to have that ability to go right to the heart of the matter. How are you going to know if this guy really kicks his dog or not? You know, how are you going to find out if this guy's any? Well, does he kick his dog? Now I know he's mean. How do I find out if he's mean? Well, I heard he kicks his. All right. So I wanted to ask this guy one simple question to get an idea where he's at. I didn't come on with any theories. I didn't say what happened on 911 or, Dick Cheney, there's this, there's that. None of that stuff. Very simple, honest question. Do you think the Federal Reserve should be audited? Because here's this powerful, powerful, super powerful organization that answers to no one, that is not part of the government, and the government, it seems, answers to them. So seems like a good idea. I'm not saying tear them down. I didn't say anything bad about the Federal Reserve. I just asked a simple question. Do you think we should take a look at this big organization, this monolith that's running everything? Do you think it's a good idea to just take – who in the world would not think it's a good idea to just take a look? Do you think – the Federal Reserve should be audited. This will tell me, is this guy on the side of the people or is he up to something else? Very simple. So what did he do? Hit me in the face with a pie, kicked me in the pants, and did a little da-da-da-da-da-da. He did not answer the question. He used a cheap trick. He said, well, I'm a firm Ron Paul supporter. Well, it took me back. I didn't seem like he would be.
I was listening then. He says, my answer to your question is as follows. I am a firm Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah, because...
And that sort of derailed me, too. I said, because I'm a Ron Paul supporter.
Well, I like Ron Paul.
I don't know. I'm not
all gung-ho about Ron Paul. I'm not sure totally about him, but I like him. He's a sincere guy. He's trying to do good. He's for freedom, no doubt. He's for the real America, no doubt. So he said that. I thought, oh, well, I'm not understanding this guy. I said, well, that's good enough for me. If you're, you know, that means you want to see the Fed audited and you stand for liberty and freedom. Okay, good. Got off the air. They not only mocked me, but they mocked the concept of freedom. He said to me at the end, so you can just float off in your bubble back to freedom. He said to me, like that old fashioned idea of freedom.
At the end of the call.
Yeah, he said that to me.
Were you still on the phone then?
Yeah, he said that to me, and it was like, what? Before I could say anything, I was, you know, Zoom, you know, they shot me through the grease. So it's like, and then they laughed about.
I missed that part.
Then, yeah, you can just float off.
I heard them laughing. I heard them saying, I heard the guy, the guest, say, I'm not at all a Ron Paul supporter. I don't think much of Ron Paul at all.
Meanwhile, what about the simple question? I said this will give folks some idea where you're at. I prefaced the question with. So he couldn't say yes because that would go against his masters, the people he's beholden to. He couldn't say no because that would let people know where he was. So this slick, cheap carny did a little number on me and never answered the question. So then he also mocked freedom, the idea and the concept of that old-fashioned stuff, you know, the ideas of freedom. If you're for freedom, you must be some conspiracy kind of, you know. So that happened. But also during the call, I said that, Obama said there will be no earmarks, you know, and then all that. He said, Obama never said there would be no earmarks. I said, yes, he did. I said, I heard him say, Obama never said there would be earmarks.
It's probably on YouTube somewhere.
No, a lie. It's a lie. First of all, I know. I sat there and I saw and heard B.O. say, very emphatically, there will be no earmarks.
I heard it,
you
too.
Know, I heard him say that,
yeah.
Okay? This guy said to me, I will give you $100 if Barack Obama said there will be no earmarks. Now, the reason he says that is he didn't know who he was talking to, that it's someone who possibly could wind up here like this and that it would ever be followed up on. He figures if he's very slick. If I say something like that, people will assume it must be true. If I say I'll pay $100, then it must be true. He never said it. So he's a deceiver, okay? He's a conscious, purposeful deceiver to say something like that. Never thought it would ever be able to come back to him. Here, I'm proud that we passed a recovery plan free of earmarks. Barack Obama, February 24th, 2009. Another thing, we will ban all earmarks in the recovery package, he said. And neither of those is what I heard him say on the air when he emphatically said there will be no earmarks. So this guy is a cheap carny. He's a deceiver. And so then you say, why? I'm not only interested in what someone's doing. I'm more interested and why they're doing it. And I'm not just interested in the fact that Mr. Corsett has...
Corsi.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why he has this man on regularly. I'm interested in why he has this man on regularly and why he helped cover with this man and didn't let that question get answered and why he took part in mocking the concept and the idea of freedom. That's what I want to know. And that, so if someone wants to talk about the idea of mole, well, have at it. You know, uh-huh. That's all I can say. It makes me
okay,
wonder.
Let's give the phone number, 479-1080 in area 831. We're talking with Humble Brian the Great, also known as Brian from Freedom, our special guest on the Saturday special. You know, people have said, so what are you doing this program for? And I said, well, because I think it's an interesting topic. I think the whole idea of KSCO is a commercial talk radio station, and commercial talk radio tends to skew to the right. There's no question about it, and it's proven. I mean, there's answer to Rush Limbaugh type liberal talk radio. It's been tried for years. I don't know how Air America currently or continues to hang on, but they do. With all of their hate speech,
yeah, and this media mutant,
and they wonder why no one. I figured if we couldn't sell, you know, in 18 months
really?
We had
That's
Air America
right.
on our
right.
on our station in 2005 till the middle of 2006, or maybe it was even later.
Boring and silly,
but we did get a lot of accolades from people in the community thanking us for putting that programming on our sister station AM 1340.
I tried to listen. Look, people are looking for truth,
but
today.
But we couldn't sell any advertising at all. It's hard enough to sell advertising on the big station.
Yeah,
we couldn't sell any. On the
right.
small
People
station.
Are concerned and worried and confused now. They're looking for truth. They don't want to hear a bunch of crap. They're looking for truth. And when you hear certain things that are true and that ring true, that's what they want. And that's why conservative talk radio is happening, because they're telling the truth. You know, I don't always agree. Sometimes they're a little too much going for the jugular,
there are an awful lot of conservative politicians who are as slimy snake in the grass type people.
I don't know why we keep electing.
Once you get into power, it doesn't really matter. I mean, there's something that happens to you, even if you're a decent person.
Yeah,
it seems like there's no honor left.
Whoever gets elected into Washington D.C., they have to drink only bottled water. There must be something in the water there. I don't know what it is. You see the most severe, sincere, shining people go up there, and they turn out to other things. Who would not want to audit the Fed? Just take a look at it. Who would not want it? Sam Farr doesn't want to audit the Fed. But he keeps getting reelected because of the curse. Who would not want to take a look at the Fed? Barbara Boxer doesn't want to take a look at the Fed, but she keeps getting reelected because of the curse. Feinstein doesn't
Brian,
want to audit
how,
the Fed.
How long has it been that's been widely called for?
Well, let's see how they vote.
I haven't heard that until very recently.
I have a crystal ball. Let's see how they vote. How about this so-called energy bill, this scam? that is going, that's, first
cap
of all,
and trade?
They say it's for the green. Yeah, they say it's for the green cause. But they're going to shut down, and for jobs, they're going to shut down the factory that makes the regular light bulbs that I prefer, and they're going to bring these mercury light bulbs in. That it says in the you know, the instructions, it says if this light bulb breaks, leave the room immediately and call poison control, because the light bulbs are full of mercury, and it will fill the room with mercury vapor. So if one of your kids breaks one of these green light bulbs and breathes that stuff, they'll have mercury in their system. They're going to flood the world with mercury. They're going to shut down the factories here in America because those bulbs are made in China. And this is their green jobs. And this is one little thing, but it's like, does the guy kick his dog? I want to know, what are they up to? Is it any good? Well, this is one thing that says to me, they don't care about the environment. They're going to flood us. What if someone's in a supermarket and they drop one of those bulbs and it breaks? Well, they should empty the whole supermarket and call poison control. That's what they tell us, the manufacturers of the bulbs tell us. So that's terrible. Another thing in this scam bill is they're going to have groups of acorn-type people with their clipboards and their T-shirts and probably with badges coming to your door saying, we're here to check out your light bulbs and your heaters and your refrigerator, and you know you're not allowed to refuse them entrance?
No, I don't know that. Who told you that? Come on.
I heard a very astute person who had actually read good parts of the bill, and they voted on it without reading it. Sam Farr voted for that. He voted for the mercury light bulbs, and he voted for the people coming to your door and whatever else is in that thousands of page bills that he voted on without reading it. Now, he's got a kindly face, and I like the aquarium, and maybe he's a good guy, but he voted for a bill that he didn't even read. Barbara Boxer wants to vote for a bill she didn't even read. She's fighting for it. You know, these people keep getting reelected. Feinstein, all of them keep getting reelected because of the curse.
What curse are you talking about?
We'll get to that later.
No, tell
stay
me
tuned,
now.
Come folks.
On.
No, I got there's a whole thing about that.
Aye,
we'll
okay.
get to it later. Stay tuned, folks.
All righty.
I'll prove it.
479-1080 in area 831 if you want to call us. mz@ksco.com if you want to email us. Here's our first call. Gary in Live Oak, welcome to KSCO with Humble Brian the Great and MZ.
Good morning. Louis McFadden was the head of the House Banking Committee for 10 years. He was also elected president of the First National Bank of Pennsylvania. This guy is no slouch. He served the Congress from 1920 to 1931, and he referred to the system as a secret cabal. He was shot at twice. He was poisoned. There's a couple of quotes here. He says, there's not a man within the sound of my voice that does not know the nation is run by international bankers. He talks about their entering into agreements with the Bank of International Settlements. He says they're setting up a world financial power independent of and above the government of the United States, and that they are transforming the U.S., the most active manufacturing nation, into a consuming and importing nation. And he says the stock market crash was carefully contrived. Anyway, this guy was on top of it, as was former heads of the banking committee, such as Wright Patman. The history is replete with people trying to expose the Federal Reserve and calling for audits. And right now they're crashing the dollar by design to create their world currency and their world government. But congratulations for having this guy on and calling people to task about their facts.
Thank you, my friend. And you keep talking it up, because we are unified. And all those banks and all those desks and all the paper the money's printed on and the paper they write on and the pens they hold and the cars they ride on, it belong to us. It all belongs to us. It is our country, and we are free. We're free from God, and we will keep our freedom,
and we will
keep our country one way or another.
One other thing that's very interesting is that the man, Colonel Mandel House, who wrote the plan under a book called Philip Drew Administrator, Colonel House was the assistant to Woodrow Wilson when they put in the Federal Reserve. He was also there at the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is their SS, or their cadre, that permeates the newspapers and the government and the foundations and the schools, that's cementing together this new world order organization. By looking at that membership, you can see the players. For instance, you got Dianne Feinstein, a trilateralist. You got Barbara Boxer, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You have two Republicans running in the primary now, Tom Campbell and Steve Posner, both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. It doesn't have to do with parties. It has to do with the secret, semi-secret groups.
That's right. And every single person in Congress, except for very few, has to be torn out of office. They have to be, beaten by truck drivers and school teachers and electricians and contractors and regular American people. We got to stop electing lawyers. We got to stop electing these same people. But they all keep getting reelected because of the curse.
Right. Well, people have to run themselves. They can't wait for the Republican and Democratic Party to provide a candidate and then choose between the two because it's a Punch and Judy show.
No, we need independence.
To propose and prepare their own candidates and run themselves for office, starting even at the lowest level if need be.
Now, Gary, you've been singing the CFR song for you, and I say this in a respectful way. You and Dr. Stan, whom we had on a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Brian, do you know anything about this Council on Foreign Relations?
I've heard a lot of this stuff. I've listened to Dr. Stan a few times. I've listened to Alex Jones lately a few times. And it's scary stuff. I don't want to believe it because it's so scary and so awful. But I do know about freedom, and I do know the power of the American people. And if this stuff is half true, the people at some point, we're going to rise up and we're going to throw this off one way or another because these people are loyal to nothing, because they have no real devotion. They cannot fathom the spirit of freedom that is in the American people. America is different than any other country they've ever toyed with and brought down. The spirit of the American people will never be defeated. And if it takes 5 or 10 million showing up in Washington, D.C. and refusing to leave, that's what it'll be. But they have no idea what they're going to run into at some point.
Gary and Live Oak, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. That opens up a line at 479-1080. Our next caller is Ray in Scotts Valley. Ray, you're on the air on KSCO with Brian Mimsy.
Okay, good programming this morning. I just want to back up your guest with what he had mentioned about the fluorescent light bulbs, considering what we had with the aspartame broadcast this morning. Back in the 90s, I was one of the first persons involved with the recycling of the fluorescent light bulbs. And the facility was over in Hayward. And we'd pick up a Ryder truck full of light bulbs from PG&E or, you know, whatever source was generating them. One day they had a little accident at the facilities in Hayward. And several pallets of these fluorescent light bulbs toppled over. You never saw people leave a building so fast, and it took several days before they were able to go back into recycling those bulbs. It was a major, major, major hazmat spill. And here we are with these curly Q little light bulbs that are basically the same design.
Then don't put out any damn light.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be. You shouldn't really talk that way. It's not right because they're green. They're green,
well,
and somehow green is starting to look like red to me.
Oh, good line. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to contribute that and keep going with this program.
Ray. Appreciate your call. Next caller, Marshall in Moss Landing. By the way, hold on, Marshall. Where are the women folk? Where are the women folk? Women folk can dial 479-1080. Why aren't they?
Well, they'll be calling soon. I promise you that, Marshall.
All right. Okay. Marshall, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for letting me call in. I'm not the most eloquent speaker like these guys, but I have opinions, and I get nervous because I can't match their intellect, it seems like.
Oh, stop it.
Just tell the truth. It's easy.
Hey, dude. The other day I called you. You're like a founding father reincarnated, you know.
Yeah. God bless him.
Who are you talking about?
God bless you, Brian.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Michael. Well, I'm ready, my friend. I am ready. I've lived my life. They can do whatever they want with me. I will never quit now. It's the battle for America is now. And everybody, you got to do all you can. And it also means doing all the good you can. Doing all the good you can. Getting ourselves ready. Get your mind steady. Break your addictions. Get your marriage together. Drop your girlfriends and your mistresses. Clean up your life, because you got to become a soldier in the war for freedom now. And I don't mean take guns and go out and get nuts. I mean prepare. prepare, because they're going to make war on the American people. They're going to try to starve you out. They're going to mess with your energy supplies. They might even actually start blowing things up, all for the purpose of making you give up on your country and your government and accepting some disguised surrender in the form of something new, with a new constitution, all full of rights, but they won't be from God. America is the only country in the world that says you're free from God. You're born free and no one can take it from you. There'll be a new constitution offered that will not say you're free from God. It'll say we give you your freedom, and they can take that back to hell where they came from.
Do you see what I mean? That's exactly the way that I think, but you put it so much better.
Well, that's good. Well, but you do your part by calling in and,
exactly.
and validating me and giving me some energy and letting me know that I'm being understood, and that's important.
That's the first time I heard Media Matters also, and I think Michael put it that it's programming that he thinks is needed. And actually, if you think about it, you get the way that these people are thinking when you put them on the air, and it's like bizarre behavior. So, you know, it is programming that's needed because they're making idiots out of themselves.
Okay.
Just running the country.
Whatever. I believe my vision for KSCO has always been for it to be a voice for everyone, period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's important to have all perspectives represented. And that's definitely a perspective, and it's a large perspective. In my thinking, it's a scarily large perspective. but in any case, you know, they're welcome on this station, and will be as long as I have anything to do with it.
And what got me started calling in again is I called in to say thank goodness for the radio station. I don't want to go on the air. And Rosemary told me, we'll support the sponsors. And
yeah.
Then I called back in, and I've given this suggestion, probably this is the third time, is the first time I think I put it the best is support the station because it's freedom. And
yep.
There isn't much freedom out there. And
that's right.
If you support the station, maybe we won't have to clean our guns.
Yeah, there you go. I don't like some of the stuff I sometimes hear on this station, but I love the station because it gives people, and sometimes I hear stuff that bothers me and I find out, oh, they're right. I was wrong about that. It's fantastic.
Okay,
thanks,
Marshall.
Barry.
Hey, thanks very much. Let's see. Ralph in Monterey is normally next, but I'm so excited. I'm so excited that Marlene has called. Marlene. You are a women folk.
Good.
This is good. I want to give priority to women folk because they don't seem to be calling, at least on this program.
Well,
Thank you so much for calling. Ralph, we'll get to you next. Thanks.
Okay.
Not you. I mean, you're Marlene, you're on the air now.
Yes.
We've elevated you because you're a woman folk.
Oh, I'm so sorry to Ralph. I didn't mean to bump him whatsoever. But
you didn't. He did. I mean, I did. So I'll take full responsibility.
Respect to the greater sex.
That's sweet. You know, first of all, I admire you, Brian.
Thank you.
I am just bubbling over with admiration for you to take the position and speak up and voice what a lot of us don't, and we should. So I just admire you for that, and I appreciate you so much for taking the time to be on the radio today. One thing that I might veer a little bit from what you've been talking about, but and maybe it's circling around and, you know, being basically the you know, gist of the topic, but in reading an article today in the Sentinel that really makes me rather angry that this particular writer keeps deciding he's going to be the voice of Santa Cruz bashing Sarah Palin. And, you know, he's a university professor, and I guess the mindset is to just keep hammering.
Hey, let's get him on the Saturday special next week. What's his name?
Well, he's got
it's somebody else.
I want to be here and take him on because I don't put up with bashing Sarah Palin, who is a gift from God to this country.
See,
you know,
sure.
I'm glad you brought that up, Marlene, because another bone I have to pick with Mr. Corsett is
Corsi.
That, oh, I'm so sorry.
I like your version, Brian.
Is that He was back one day on the air. He said he was now when he got off yesterday. The last thing he said, I just caught the end of his show. He said, "Tune in tomorrow and hear the hate speech about me." He said, "Oh, so he's concerned about hate speech, huh?" Mm-hmm. Well, I heard him on his show saying, "I hate Sarah Palin.
Right.
I just hate Sarah." He said it four or five times in a row. "I hate, 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 hate Sarah Palin." What has Sarah Palin done that is bad? What is she now? Maybe some people can't stand the way she looks. Maybe they can't stand the way she talks. Maybe they don't like something about her lifestyle or something. You know, she had too many kids or something, they might think, some warped attitude. But what has she done bad? What is bad about her? And I must say to the so-called feminists in this community, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Exactly.
Look at your hypocrisy.
Yep.
That a good sister who did so much for the people of Alaska, who fought off the entrenched old boy corrupt network, fought them off and defeated them and became the leader of Alaska, and then fought with the oil companies and got those people, each family, thousands of dollars every year for their share of their minerals and stuff, their oil and everything that was theirs. The things she did, the amazing things she did, and you so-called feminists, I'm not saying I hate you, but you got to stop and look at yourself.
Don't be hypocritical.
You haven't gone deep enough with your spiritual practice. It's not just enough to wear some beads and put on some patchouli oil or whatever your trip is. You know, it's not enough to have a couple books by some master on your shelves or something. You have to actually go deeper so your mind can be free. You cannot allow them on either a woman you agree with or not agree with. You cannot stand by silently and claim you're a feminist and let them do what they've done to Sarah Palin and her daughters. It's an absolute disgrace and shame on you. Look closely at yourself. You should be ashamed, and you got to come out of this, because if you're for womanhood, if you don't like women being pushed around and belittled and marginalized, all the things you stand for, how in the world can you let Sarah Palin be treated like this? You can say, "I don't like her politics. I don't like how she talks. I don't like anything about her. But this treatment of her is wrong." You could say that. You could say this is wrong and we're against it. What's the matter with you people? You say you're liberal. You act like educated dummies.
Exactly. Oh, God. You couldn't say it better, Brian. That's fantastic.
Hey, Marlene. Thanks for your call. Now, what do you have to say?
About Sarah?
About anything. You just called and it sort of got Brian all revved up.
Well,
what do you have to say?
Because I'm so
maybe
humble.
Maybe that was the purpose of your call, to get him revved up as if he wasn't already.
Well, yeah. I know. I want to acknowledge that I'm one of Brian. I'm just a female version of Brian.
Yep.
And I don't, you know, I probably cannot articulate as well as he does. And he's got the fire in his belly to speak his mind, and I just admire that, and that's one of the big reasons. But I also want to point out there is such hypocrisy that is spread all around this country to, like, this green issue, this cap and trade issue, like it's some second coming of Christ solving our problems, which is absurd. It's just such a phony issue. If you really look at true science, not the junk science that they're working off of that is government funded, then you'll realize that we're just dealing with normal climate. That's all there is to it, not this junk science inventions that they're constantly quoting in the media.
Yeah, and it's always hurry, 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 hurry.
Yeah,
pass this, the sky is going to fall.
Exactly.
You know, and one other little tidbit about Sarah Palin. You can always tell when someone is for real, when someone is really for the people, because they get attacked by both sides.
Exactly.
They get attacked by everyone, because
exactly,
she is not corruptible. She cannot be bribed.
Yeah.
She will not play their filthy games, and she does not have experience at accepting suitcases full of dirty money.
Oh,
that's why they're all attacking her, because she's good.
And she knows what she's doing, and she scares them. She scares the heck out of them.
Yeah, and because they know the people love her.
And she's relentless.
They know
she will not back down.
And the people love her. They can do whatever they want. The people love her. They say, why are they so loyal? Why? Because we saw her take down the corrupt old boy network. We saw her fight for the people. We saw her send the people money that belonged to them. We saw her do only good. That's why we love her. And that's why we're going to keep loving her. And we know that she's good. And the people who attack her are bad. Period.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, there is this unfortunate attitude that if you're not a part of the club, and that's the Ivy League for politics, they do everything they can to besmirch your character.
No. Yeah, but it's more than that. It's about the money and the corruption.
Oh,
she's not going to play the game. But Marlene,
right.
I don't want to miss this if Michael gets you off the air.
Okay.
You are needed, Marlene.
Oh, I know.
You are needed.
And I'm right there to
Good.
Be right beside you, Brian.
Good.
Keep now
keep
we're going to kick Marlene off the air.
Da 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 da. Bye, honey.
thanks very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye
really
bye.
As promised. Dun, 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 Ralph in Monterey. Thanks for waiting.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Hey, Ralph, welcome to KSCO.
Just a little tidbit on Star Beta. You know why the liberals hate her so much? Because you know what? One of the key words is that she does good. And you know, and the liberals just can't understand. They can't stand the fact that they want to live in their filth and their ideas. And their corruption, and Sarah Palin is the beacon of goodness for the American people.
Yep.
When she gets out there, when she runs for president, it's going to stir up this country, and it's going to change the minds of many people.
Yep.
And they're going to, and the Democrats are going to see all the filth they're stewing in. You know.
Yep.
And so, you know, I just love her. She's a great person.
But why is she not accepted by so many? Why is she hated by so many? Because of the curse. Because of the curse.
The program is almost half over. Are we getting close to you explaining the curse to us?
Yeah, it's coming.
You know, so and just another thing. You know, when I was in Iraq back in the early 90s, those people would thank American people for their freedom. You know, I just love this program because we got to be able to fight for our freedom, not only for my kids, but for my grandchildren. Because I want them to grow up in a free country.
That's right.
To choose their destiny.
That's right, just like, brother.
Just like many people have, and the people that have come before us and fought and given blood, sweat, tears for this country. We can't give it up anymore. We got to gain that back and kick those guys out one way or the other out of their positions, which supposedly all the people, God bless America, guys.
That's right on, brother. You are not alone. You are not alone. There are tens of millions of real men and real women who stand with you. By the way, my website is rememberamerica.net if you want to see more of what I'm up to and if you want to hear some of my music. Rememberamerica.net.
Thank you, Ralph, in Monterey.
Thank you, Ralph.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you for
his
that.
Passion.
That was good, Ralph.
Let's see. Rick in Scotts Valley is next. We also have Margaret, Santa Cruz, Martha in Watsonville, Joe in Santa Cruz, B in Soquel. Oh, my God, this is great. Okay, Rick in Scotts Valley, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Gentlemen, great job. Hey, just got a quick one and let everybody think about it. On July 4th, a buddy of mine gave me a book called The Shadows of Power by a Perloff, I believe. I can't remember the guy's first name. It was written in 1988. And it would be like reading the news today, all the same players, Goldman Sachs, Chase, the Rockefellers, everybody that is in the Council on Foreign Relations, then the IMF, then the Trilateral, and it walks you right straight through history, right to the point when one of the most vocal congressmen got shot out of the air over Alaska by the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody remembers that.
What was his name?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. I can't remember. But the book, I can get it. Maybe what I'll do is I'll email some pages to us. I'll scan them in PDF and email some pages of that stuff that I talk about today. But it's amazing. It's right on it. And as far as the Earth curse system, I already know what the curse is. That's why everybody gets upset at Palin.
Yeah.
That's why the negative hatred comes. It's
we're going to cover that really well. And stay tuned, everybody, because the best part of the show is yet to come.
Especially when the liberals call in and take you to task.
Oh, that's
next
fine.
Hour.
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm
always ready to be instructed.
We're going to restrict all calls next hour to people who disagree with you, Humble Brian.
About it.
Okay, yeah, so we better roll through the rest of them real fast here because all the people. If you're on hold now, we promise we're going to put you on the air. So don't worry. Rick, Scotts Valley, thanks very much for calling.
Rick.
Martha, Watsonville, welcome. Your radio was on. Turn it down.
Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't hear I was going to get on so soon.
Okay, you're on.
I just want to say, Marlene, kudos, and she said everything I wanted to say and more. It was just great. And, Brian, thank God that you are on KSCO what a difference you are making and going to make in this United States.
Well, wait a minute. What about all? I agree, but what about all? No, I'm not saying what about me. I'm saying what about all the others? What about all the other hosts on KSU? What about Dave Corsi?
There's a golden. Corsi's good, isn't he?
I think he's an excellent host.
Yeah, I he's conservative.
No, he's not.
Oh.
You're thinking of Corey.
Oh.
Yeah, Corey.
But wait a minute. Just because someone is liberal doesn't mean, or is not conservative, are you going to close your mind and you're not interested in?
In some instances, yes, because they come from that background.
Well, if they're not fair in the air and they pull all kinds of tricks to keep the truth from being spoken, that's not KSCO. Letting all sides be heard is KSCO. But when you get someone on there word mole comes to mind, who's not going to let any real truth happen if it happens to not be in his agenda.
Brian, I turn it off. Because I don't want to get that any of that ideology, and I want to focus on someone like you. And truly, you are. I have not heard anyone on KSCO, and maybe I don't turn it on all the time.
Well, you have to start listening more. But I agree. I agree Brian that when they broke, when they made Brian, they broke the mold.
But I promise you, I'm going to get started pretty soon.
And praise God! I want to say praise God that Mrs. Borlene and this host now, they are so open to you and things like you because we all think exactly. I say we, people I know, think like you do, but we're not out there. And we just get so exasperated because we can't tell people about it. And some people we tell, they disagree with us wholeheartedly.
Well, remember,
you're not alone. We got to move on. Thank you for your call. B in Soquel, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey.
Hello to both of you.
Hello.
I just want to make a general statement. I'm amazed to hear our president all the time making announcements and speeches. In my 88 years, and incidentally, Michael, your mom and I are the same age and one day apart.
Wow. You're very, 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 very old.
Oh, yes, indeed. I don't feel old.
No, it's good. It's
well, you got to be careful because in 15, 20 years, you're going to start edging into old age. So your vitamins.
I'm not going to think about that right now. I don't think I've ever heard a president that seems to feel that everything that he has to that he thinks about has to be shared with the whole national public. I'm just amazed to listen to this guy. Every time I turn around, he's on TV. And I no longer listen to him until he's willing to get down to hard facts, economically, socially, and politically. I don't want to hear anything more he has to say.
Right.
All this business about transparency is a load of you-know-what.
Manure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The money that he put out, these bills that he's put out, and he wants more and more money. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't either, but apparently some people are very excited, and he is doing what he said he would do.
Yeah.
And that's what people elected him. Anyhow, B, thank you for your call. And Jason, Brad, Joe, and Margaret, and Blank, please stay with us here on KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. We will put you on next hour. It's 11 a.m.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. President Obama has a message for Africa. Your future is bright, but you've got to work hard. Live to Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, traveling with the president.
And Karen, a very busy day about to wrap up here. In the speech to Ghana's parliament and pretty much to all of Africa, he talked of the link between progress and good governance and the responsibility to unlock Africa's potential.
And that is a responsibility that can only be met by Africans.
And then off to the dark side of Africa's history, the Cape Coast Castle, where slaves were loaded onto ships like freight and sent to Europe and America. A reminder, he says,
that history can take very cruel turns.
And coming up in a few minutes, a very elaborate hour-long departure ceremony at the airport, making up for the late hour of last night's low-key arrival. Karen?
Rich, President Obama used his weekly address to ask us for patience in this sluggish economy. He said federal bailouts and plans to push for new ways of powering the nation are working.
Through the clean energy investment we've made in the Recovery Act, we're already seeing startups and small businesses make plans to create thousands of new jobs.
Republicans have a different opinion.
We've offered alternatives to the out-of-control, big government Democrat agenda that unfortunately became law and has completely failed to create jobs. Our plan is simple and smart. And its strength is that it doesn't invest in Washington. It invests in the American people.
Congressman Eric Cantor speaking for the GOP this week. Thousands of people saying goodbye to former NFL quarterback Steve McNair today. Among the crowd attending the funeral at the University of Southern Mississippi, fellow NFLer Vince Young.
I'm not even prepared to even talk because the fact is, you know, Steve was like, you know, a hero to me, and, you know, heroes are not supposed to die.
You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore.
John Lithgow.
Do you have trouble getting out of your character?
Oh, none whatsoever.
Really?
No, I completely leave it at the office. As a matter of fact, this show that I'm doing right now, this one-man show.
Which is you're the man.
It's simply me conversing with the audience, and you barely notice when it turns into a performance, which is kind of the idea.
Seamless.
Wow. To sort of throw out the whole idea of performing and just sort of interact with an audience.
But see, you're not just a one idea guy, because you also write books. What number is this? The children's book. Is it number 8
this
already?
This is number 8.
My goodness.
I got 2 dogs. The text of this book are the lyrics of, I do concerts for kids, and right. This is their favorite song all the time. I got 2 dogs. So, you know, my editor had the bright idea of turning it into my 8th book.
Oh, great.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
The Space Shuttle Endeavour won't be launching tonight. You can blame storms that brought several lightning strikes near the launch pad.
You know, the lightning protection system is really good, and it definitely does its job. We're just being extra cautious.
Launch Integration Manager Mike Moses says it's going to take a day to make sure none of the shuttle systems have been damaged. The shuttle's been delayed on this mission several times. Endeavour is delivering the last piece of Japan's new space station lab. Monday's the day when Sonia Sotomayor goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Obama wants her to be our next Supreme Court justice. Sotomayor attracted some controversy for saying, in her point of view as a Latina, it's better than that of a white male jurist. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy says he's spoken to the judge about that comment.
I asked her about that, and she said, and she got very emphatic on this, she said, ultimately and completely, the law is what controls.
Leahy chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. More fallout from California's budget crisis.
95,000 workers, or 40% of California's state workforce, being asked to let their union bosses call a strike. At issue, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's order for unpaid leaves that amount to a 14% pay cut. Another union is taking on Schwarzenegger with a new TV commercial.
Tell the governor we haven't forgotten. Protect our schools and put our kids first.
The state teachers union upset Schwarzenegger is suspending funding guarantees for schools. Schwarzenegger says he has no choice but to take drastic measures, with the state bleeding $26 billion in red ink. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
They've been missing for more than 30 years. 2 bronze eagles that once roosted in Central Park were stolen 3 decades ago. Police say a drug dealer was using them to hide cash and narcotics back in his apartment. And after a tip, cops got them back. The eagles are coming home to the park. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James, and I've got your Central Coast forecast for the weekend. Today we're going to have partly cloudy skies, high of 69, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 52, west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday morning, we're going to have a little bit of clouds. Then it'll be mostly sunny in the afternoon and a high near 70 degrees with the west-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Out there on the Monterey Bay, you've got west winds at 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet, northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 7 seconds, and patchy fog. Tonight, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet, northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 7 seconds, and Sunday, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet, northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds, and patchy fog. Current temperatures at 63 degrees in Watsonville. and 54 degrees in Monterey, and 63 in Salinas, and 60 degrees here in Santa Cruz outside KSTO Studios. Up next, the second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned. This is KSTO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
Okay, against my better judgment, we're going to play the hour two opener from in here, where it's probably still on that muddy computer, but let's try.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, I figured it out. We need to call the engineer. We need to call the engineers and get them to put in a new sound card in this computer, and then it'll sound much better, right? The way it should sound.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
We have Humble Brian the Great as our guest on the Saturday special. A lot of phone calls today. In fact, our phone lines are jammed now as we speak. And as promised, we will get to everybody who has called. And so if you're on hold now, we will put you on right after we do the world premiere of the latest KS commentary. And I think you're going to do that, Nikki. Bless you. Okay, here we go.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
John Boehner is our House Republican leader. The other day, he decided to talk about cap and trade, the energy tax, which is very confusing to most people. I added a few of my own thoughts. Listen. Dear conservative activist, last Friday, I stood on the House floor and went line by line through 300 pages of Speaker Pelosi's national energy tax, also known as cap and trade or cap and tax. For more than an hour, I highlighted dozens of provisions that will destroy American jobs, raise prices for gasoline and electricity, and devastate middle-class families and small businesses. Democrats did not like their plans being exposed like that and tried to shut me down. Now I need your help to shut them down. The national energy tax that Speaker Pelosi forced her party to support is likely to be the biggest tax in American history, according to the Wall Street Journal. President Obama himself said energy costs will skyrocket for families and small businesses under a cap-and-trade plan. We have to stop it. Pelosi's energy tax will shift millions of jobs overseas to countries like China and India. It will devastate American manufacturing and raise prices for anyone who drives to work or dares to flip on a light switch. And make no mistake, Democrats will use this massive tax hike for more of the same wasteful Washington spending that is burying our children and grandchildren in debt. We Republicans have a common-sense national energy plan that lowers gas prices and creates new jobs. Help us wage a sustained public campaign against the destructive Pelosi national energy tax by sharing the information with everyone you know and instead support the Republican energy tax. Remember, this is not just about energy, it's about American jobs. And this is a big part of President Obama and Speaker Pelosi's job-killing agenda, and it needs to be stopped. Sincerely, John Boehner. I.K. wish to add that cap and trade, or cap and tax, is an outgrowth of the crazy, far-out myth of global warming, the brainchild of Al Gore, which has made him a billionaire. Wait and see. We the people will also be paying for carbon footprints, which is another crazy myth. Most scientists have ridiculed Gore's theory of global warming, but these scientists never receive any media coverage. They also say that the planet has had and will continue to have climate changes and cycles naturally, and humans are definitely not the culprit. Why is our president and speaker making all these destructive decisions? Because they want to discard our capitalism way of life and replace it with socialism fast, making crazy laws without Congress even reading them first. We the people must rise up and say, stop, you will not destroy our country. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
I thumbed it down the road, I flew around the earth, looking for the blessing you gave me at my birth. Place where dreams can live, place where I can be, land of the free, land of the free.
Okay, that is Humble Brian. You actually performed that. You wrote it and performed it.
Yeah.
It's called Remember America.
It's on my website, rememberamerica.net. You can download it for free.
Okay, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. And we said earlier that we want to take phone calls only this hour from people who disagree with Brian or want to take him to task. But there were a whole bunch of people left over from last hour, and we're not going to forsake them. So if you're online now, stay there. We will get to you. And our first one will be Margaret, who's been waiting for quite a while. Margaret, welcome to the Saturday Special.
Thanks, champ. That's what you are, Michael Z.
Thank you.
Humble Brian is not Humble Brian the Great. He's Humble Brian the Greatest.
Oh. Well, now, you see, when you say greatest, it implies some sort of comparison. So that's why I say just great, because I'm so humble. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't think that we should be scared of these Obama bullies. Sarah Palin, Roy Masters, by the way, really analyzes the hag envy, you know, to a bone-cutting perfection with in regards to Sarah Palin. I really wish Michael Z would put Roy Masters back on the air.
We'll
at
call
this
him now.
Time.
We'll call. Well, not now. We'll get him on. We'll see if we can get him on before the end of the program. But we'll go through everybody else here. So if you don't worry.
Yeah, it's a regular show though again because he's doing some amazing radio stuff right now. Roy Masters, I listen to a show every day online. I'm afraid that Sarah Palin's going to be assassinated. I'm sorry to say that, you guys. Please pray for her. Give her angelic protection.
Won't happen. She's protected by the Most High. I don't believe they can hurt her.
Great. Thank you so much. And then protest Sam Farr's office. You know, we have no physical presence that we are showing these politicians that we have had it. Listen, we are perilously walking a very, very tight rope on our freedoms. Talk radio is red alert threat right now. I mean, basically, we're going to have to call in to this radio show in the future, like doing a rap song or something, you know, or poem reading, because we're not going to be able to have free talk radio. It's going to have to be really, you know, creatively managed. And we can just, you know, you don't have to, like, rent a big hall or anything to gather. We can just gather on the beach, sit around in circles, and one by one all talk and figure out what to do. We need to storm the city council's office, get that Marxist rockin' out of there, and all these retreads that are up there, and get rid of them, and you know, as far as Palin goes, the defamation that is going on about her with Corey
likes Kit Farrell. It's too bad. We're going to have to give them different names.
Yeah.
Because everybody's always confusing the
Dave
two.
Dave Corsett. Just remember that.
Yeah, Corsett. I like
not
that.
Corsett. Yeah. Corsey.
You know, we should.
You guys be nice.
About,
that's not nice.
We should start talking about his wife and kids. Yikes, man!
I'm hoping Dave Corsey will call in.
Well, just keep, we can keep meeting on the radio for now. We have this, and we have to be determined. We will never give up. We will
never.
We are free. We don't ask for our freedom. We don't ask for our country back. It is our country, and we're keeping it. It is our freedom, and we're keeping it.
They have all the money. They have all the money. What do we have? Fear.
We have each other.
You know,
Margaret, thank you so much. We got so many callers. And I've got to clear the decks for people who disagree with Brian. And I believe we're going to get hundreds of those phone calls.
Yeah, and your program manager, Mary Jane or Mary whatever her name, Rosemary, she still has me banned. And that is she is a mole. In the hole there for the pro.
What did you do that made Rosemary ban you?
I'm just pro-life, and she's a pro-abort. That's all I can figure. That's all I can figure.
Were you rude to her?
No, I've got every conversation I've ever had with her on tape.
Oh, you record things without telling people? You might have to be put to sleep.
Want to come along peacefully?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
No, thanks for your call.
Okay, you got
take
it.
Take care. Here, Joe in Santa Cruz. You're next on the Saturday Special with Humble Brian and MZ.
Hello?
Humble Brian the Great, excuse me. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think today's society a problem.
You got your radio up. You got to turn it down, please.
I apologize. Okay. I had it on intercom. I didn't realize it. I figure today's societal problem is that the kids are too lazy and sitting on the computer too much. You know, when we had the phone outages a couple months back here in California.
Oh, yeah.
The air was clean. I felt such an amazing cleanliness through the whole atmosphere, you know, and lots of other people did, too. Like, the computers aren't made for kids. They're made for adults. Uh-huh. Kids are too lazy.
Well, that's a good point. It's good that you're saying it. It's being heard by a lot of people.
And the way I see it, the way this country is going, the song that this land is your land, this land is my land, is going to turn into this land ain't our land, belongs to the federal government, that wasn't made for you and me.
Don't bet on it.
No, I'm hoping not, but that's the way it's going.
No, we have to stay determined and cling to the vision of the real America, that's what it's written down and promised to be in
Absolutely.
Our original Constitution. And
and
when you say America's great, I love America, people say, yeah, well, we did that, we got that, we got that. Well, no, we're talking about the real America, what it's supposed
Absolutely.
To be and what we're
yeah.
shooting for. And that's what we cling to, that's what we stick to, and we never give up, we never let it go, and we never accept an imitation in its place.
The problem is the kids aren't willing to stand up, and all these kids, even adults my age in their 30s, are too lazy to do anything. They're too computer literate and not public relations literate.
The old timers are going to have to come through, but talk to the kids whenever you can. Everybody, when you see young people, talk to them. I talked to two girls in the supermarket line and told them a couple things.
Okay, that's thank you, Joe, for your call to the Saturday special. I don't know what's wrong with the echo there, but it's gone. Brad in Santa Cruz is next. Nikki, I think we need to do our commercial break number one, but we'll do that right after we talk with Brad, who is now on the air on KSCO.
Hey, Michael,
hey.
Brian, thank you so much. I just wanted to chime in a little bit because at first we were talking a bit about, talk radio, and everyone has said, there's really no such thing as liberal radio. It's all pretty much.
Well, there's such a thing of it, but it's not commercially viable.
It's not commercially
anywhere.
Viable.
If we can't do it in Santa Cruz, which makes Berkeley
right.
look right wing, it can't be successful
right.
anywhere
right.
as a commercial venture.
Not enough truth.
Yeah, in my mind, I think the real reason is because when you look at liberal radio, it's all one sided. It's basically, and if you listen to David Corsi, it's all him just telling you what he thinks. And if somebody calls up, it's always been my belief that the mindset has to do with there's incontributable facts and information that we know. And once
mm-hmm.
you know that,
mm-hmm.
then you will believe the way that we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Where a conservative says, no, it's a thought process. The information has to be put into context, and you have to understand and look at it and say, hey, has this ever worked in the past? Will it work in the future? What's the problem with it? And so they're open for discussion. They talk about things. Where the liberal side is, well, no, you don't know these facts. And then the thing, I think the most beautiful example of that was when you put Vernon together with David.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? David shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Vernon has the same facts. And all David could do was say, well, let's not get bogged down in the details.
Exactly.
Time after time after time.
Oh, that's a bunch of conspiracy stuff, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
He couldn't argue with him because this person had all the facts, and he couldn't be buffaloed by them, by the information that Media Matters has
and all
that stuff.
Wait a minute. David has Vernon on regularly, and he asks Vernon to guest host for him, which I don't quite understand,
right.
but he does.
But what I mean is they never argue issues. They never talk about issues.
They're just very good friends.
They're just very good friends. And
even
though supposedly they're diametrically opposed, what do they believe? Why don't they argue this stuff out? They never do. If Vernon tries to come out with something, he says something here, David just says, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Or, okay, well, let's not get bogged down in the details. You could be right about this or that. You know, here, David sits there and for 2 hours spouts off all this liberal gibberish. That it 9 times out of 10 contradicts itself from one conversation to the other. And if anyone calls to talk about it, he doesn't take very many calls. And second of all, he basically treats them like, you uneducated fool. You just don't understand
that
we know the information.
Yeah.
And if you knew what I knew, you would think the way I think.
Yeah, in the same vein, like him and the guy from Media Mutants, he said, someone called up. I caught a part of Corsi's show yesterday, and someone called up and said, this Brian, the way you treated him and all. He started right away, oh, the, you know, these conspiracy guys about who blew up the towers and going into all this stuff. I said nothing like that. I just asked a simple question. Should we audit the Federal Reserve? But he write the same thing they did at the end of the show. He sidestepped with a bunch of misinformation and, flack that he puts up there rather than deal with the issue right on. Someone might call today and bust me on something.
And
if they have the right information, I'll be busted and I'll admit it and I'll learn something.
And of course, though, when you ask that question, all of a sudden he pegs you. Okay, you're the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Here's all the facts I use to go after conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an idiot because you think that, and everything else like that, where you may not think that thing at all.
I don't hold any of those views. I don't know who blew up the towers. I hope it's not true. I hope and pray it's not true that it was our government. I don't know.
Right, but I'll bet you probably looked at some of the information just to kind of see, what are they saying?
Of course. And
put it into context and say, well, you know what, there's some interesting information, but it doesn't prove it to me.
I even listen to Dave Combs once in a while, then I just can't.
I don't know how you could do that.
Can't take too much.
No one can listen to Alan Combs on this station anymore.
He's
gone.
Oh, that's good.
He was replaced by Alex Jones.
Oh, nice.
Combs was like, it's the only thing I literally couldn't listen to on your show, and I tried. I tried to
He's a very nice man, as a human being, I think he's one of the best. Because
he's just so boring.
He calls me over the years. He's called me every 2 to 3 months to just say, hey, is there anything I could do for you? Can I voice any spots for your advertisers? Can I voice any promos or liners or whatever? And no one does that. I mean, I've never heard of a host doing his or her own affiliate relations. I think Alan Combs is great, but unfortunately, Fox wouldn't do business with me the way I wanted to do business. So that's why Alan is going.
Yeah, but I think more than anything else, talk radio, people want to hear interesting conversation. They don't want to hear just one person spouting out his opinion and then not accept or take in anybody else's opinion.
Exactly.
Or ideas.
We're looking for truth and we're looking for unity. That's why we listen. Hey, Michael, can I read something real fast?
Well, we got so many.
It'll take a minute. Let me do it real quick.
How is it a paragraph?
It's called Jiving You. Jiving You. About the young people. Jiving You, Jiving You, Jiving You, Jiving You. Where do I start to tear your mind apart to show you what's real and why you feel what you feel? The TV rules a generation of fools, not because you're stupid, but because you got the wrong rules. Jiving You, Jiving You, Jiving You, Jiving You, dumbing you down with commercial clowns dressed like they're hip, acting like they're it, and it's all bull. Beep! Keeping you busy with stuff that's fizzy, while old men steal everything that's real, taking your dreams, saying you don't need them, giving you new ones that don't include freedom. They're jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, promoting chemicals and crack cocaine, every kind of thing that'll make you insane. Subliminal messages say it makes you free, but after you take it, you're on your knees. They're all jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you. They don't want you to know the power you have. If you ever wake up, it'll drive them mad. Masters of deceit, greedy and dark, making you weak, distracting you with sweets to divert your feet from climbing the peak and finding out what you really are. They're jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you. They tell you you're free, but the plan is slavery, as they slip you treachery in the form of every pleasure you see, while they steal what you need. And if you don't wake up fast, and if you don't get strong fast, and if you don't hear what I'm saying, you'll wake up where you're laying, saying, dude, where's the country? Dude, I thought we was free. What happened to liberty? And a voice from somewhere will remind you, after it's way too late, remember you thought you hated it? You and the rest berated it. All the good times, the good food, the freedom and the fun. Remember you said your country sucked? Remember you said I don't give a beep? Shut up. Get in line. We got work for you. We shot your buddy just to prove it's true. We rule now. We're the world without America. We rule now. You fell for it, didn't you? Threw away your country, said it wasn't worth a damn. You didn't even listen when the guy with two eyes tried and tried and tried to tell you. Music that's poison, food that makes you sick. They got no shame. They put their own kids in the pit, blind and deaf. They have no sense left. All they can see is green as they ride their money machine round the bend. They can't comprehend. They already passed the end. They're jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you. Alcohol ruins you. Jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you. Drugs make you weak and stupid, too. They're jiving you, jiving you, jiving you, jiving you. Great faith can move mountains, and you're lucky. You're lucky, so lucky to be living in America. They're jiving you.
Whoa. Amen. Heavy stuff. Brad, thanks for your call to the Saturday special.
Mike.
Okay, Jason in Watsonville, Pat in Santa Cruz, Richard in Watsonville, and Brother Daryl. Stay on the line. We got a commercial break. coming up here now. We'll do that right now, please, Nikki, and then we will come back with you guys. If you and we do have open lines at 479-1080. Want to reserve all of the rest of the program for callers who want to take issue with Humble Brian and me. 479-1080. We will be very, very courteous to you. Please call 479-1080. Okay, here is the commercial break.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. If the going is getting tough for you because of mortgage payments that are going through the roof, you can get going again with the help of One Modification Services. Hello, I'm Joe Ganoff, Chief Operating Officer of One Modification Services here in the Monterey Bay Area. If you are struggling with mortgage payments, missing them altogether, or on the road to foreclosure, get help with a loan modification from One Modification Services. Loan modifications are difficult, time-consuming, and not everyone can qualify. So don't be fooled by important-sounding company names and guaranteed success from someone out of the area. One Modification Services is a local company licensed by the California Department of Real Estate. Our attorneys can help you get back on track by renegotiating your loan to payments you can live with permanently, and you pay only for services actually received. Stop suffering from mortgage payments you can't make. Contact One Modification Services toll-free at 877-856-2688 for a free, no-obligation consultation, or visit us on the web at onemodificationservices.com.
California Department of Real Estate broker license number 01861261.
I've sold over 700 homes in Santa Cruz County. I'm not bragging. I'm just applying for a job as your realtor. Hi, I'm Sally Bookman at Keller Williams Realty in Santa Cruz. The Sally Bookman hassle-free selling program offers home sellers flexible fees, no upfront costs, and an easy out. That is how I sell lots of homes like this.
A bright and airy 2,400-square-foot traditional four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath on 1.9 acres, less than 4 minutes from the Aptos post office. Lovely trees, great grounds, and room for a pool, horse, or huge garden. All this and much, much more for only $699. Visit at hasslefreeselling.com.
Discover how easy selling your home can be with the Sally Bookman Hassle-Free Selling Program. Call me, Sally Bookman, for free information packet at 818-9959. That's 818-9959, 818-9959, or hasslefreeselling.com.
Climb a mountain, fish a stream, hike a trail, live your dream, play a sport, ski a slope or lake. We get outdoors for adventure's sake. Outdoor World gives you for adventure. Outdoor World outfits you with pride. Outdoor World knows the fun you're in for. Outdoor World for the great outside.
Check out our weekly ad in the Sunday Santa Cruz Sentinel and the Monterey County Herald, and our weekly Thursday ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. You can also find our weekly ad on our website at theoutdoorworld.com.
Running rapids is never boring. Set up camp and go exploring around the campfire when day ends with your family or friends. Outdoor World gives you more adventure. Outdoor World outfits you with pride. Outdoor World knows the fun you're in for. Outdoor World for the great outside.
Do you want to use more environmentally friendly products that will still get the job done right, but don't know where to find them? If so, then you need to call Coast Paper and Supply Company at 831-423-3350.
Coast Paper and Supply has been the restaurant and janitorial supplier in Santa Cruz County since 1948.
We carry a growing assortment of environmentally friendly products, including cleaning supplies and biocompostable plates, bowls, and cutlery for your office break room or restaurant. We even have biocompostable options for takeout service. Coast Paper and Supply can also take care of all of your shipping and storage supply needs. Coast Paper and Supply is located at 151 Josephine Street, behind the Gateway Shopping Plaza off of River Street in Santa Cruz. Stop by between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday to check out the wide variety of environmentally conscious products we have available for your business. Or call us at 831-423-3350. Let Coast Paper and Supply Company be your partner in keeping your business green.
It's time to dine in a redwood paradise. Take the short drive through the woods to the beautiful San Lorenzo Valley, where the trees are tall, the sky blue, the pace slow, and the dining is pure enjoyment.
Hi, this is Dawn, co-owner of Chowbella Act 2, and Ben Lohman, formerly Chowbella. Refreshed and greater than ever, Chowbella Act 2 is still your favorite wild, crazy place, serving the original Italian dinner menu with nightly dancing, magicians, and belly dancing. For those wishing a slower pace, join Chowbella Act 2 for breakfast or lunch with a movie star themed menu. Try the John Wayne, the Doris Day, or the James Dean with sweet potato fries. Dine inside or out on one of our beautiful patios. Chabela Act 2 also offers an espresso bar and free Wi-Fi. Chabela Act 2 opens 7 days a week at 9217 Highway 9, Ben Lomond. Call 336-8547.
It is time to dine in a Redwood paradise. Take the short drive to San Lorenzo Valley and enjoy.
The KSCO Saturday Special. It's MZ and Humble Brian the Great. And Nikki is the pilot in command. Thank you, Nikki. Great job as always. And we do have four people remaining on the line here. I do want to give out the phone number. We do have open lines at 479-1080. However, if you want to call us, I ask that you respect the rule for the rest of the program here. We'll see how it goes. I mean, maybe we won't get any callers, or maybe it'll fill up with people who disagree or who want to take issue with something that you've said. You've said an awful lot today, Humble Brian.
I did.
I didn't think I said anything yet. I was just ready to get started.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. So next call is going to be Jason in Watsonville, who's waited quite a while. Jason, thanks for waiting, and here you are on the air on KSCO.
Well, thank you. And I heard the promo about the show, and I really wouldn't be so concerned about David Corsi being a mole. But actually, I'd be more worried about the previous host that comes on before him, Corey Gold. Let me tell you what happened, Michael Zorin. About a week ago, I was talking to Corey Gold, and he made a comment about how great Israel was. And when I heard him say that, I asked him, was Israel so great when they murdered 30 Americans and 170 injured at the USS Liberty? And his response was yes. And I was like blown away.
Well, that was an ignorant response, but wasn't that an accident?
Well, wait a second. Well, first of all, even if it was, I don't know how some American could say how great it was for another country to blow up a U.S. ship and killing American citizens.
Yeah, but did they know it was a U.S. ship?
Absolutely, because there were flags. There were U.S. flags on USS Liberty.
That's terrible.
And it had USS Liberty on
it. So let me get this straight. So you're suggesting that Corey Gold is a mole?
Well, what I'm upset with is how he responded.
Yeah.
When I asked him, he was going on how, you know, Israel is so great. And when I said how great was Israel when they blew up the U.S. I asked him, was Israel great when they blew up the USS Liberty? And he said, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, that was really ignorant. It's a shame he misspoke like that. I kind of like Corey. I don't know him personally, but he seems to be a sincere guy. But I think Israel was great when they made the desert bloom. I think they were great when they gave Gaza back unilaterally. And of course, the other side immediately brought in rockets and started raining rockets on them. But there's good things about Israel. But of course, I'm sure they've done some bad things like every country.
This really isn't the topic of the program, Jason, but I'm curious to learn what you think. Do you think the world would be a better place without Israel or a worse place?
Oh, I don't think either one. I'm not interested in having Israel or any other country blown off the map.
You just called to say that you don't think that was a very good response.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
You know, for one of your hosts to celebrate the murder of American citizens. I mean,
American military. Yeah,
right,
well, maybe we don't know everything, but the response, if that's exactly what happened, that's really unfortunate.
Well, if you want to go back on the tapes, it was the day before July 4th. It was July 3rd on a Friday.
Okay.
If you want to listen to that conversation, it was the first hour, and It was very, 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 very strange.
Well, thanks for calling and telling us that.
Appreciate your call, Jason. Take care. Pat in Santa Cruz. Pat, you're on the Saturday Special.
Hi there.
Hey, it's Population Pat.
Hey, Michael. If you guys want to hear what the American crew of the USS Liberty has to say about the incident, simply Google USS Liberty, and you'll see what the American crew that was attacked has to say about it. Once again, USS Liberty, that's all you got to do. Google that and get the crew's own version of it.
Thanks.
I'm surprised you haven't already done that.
Okay.
But anyways, that's not what I called about. I basically called to say that, being that I am Population Pat, I managed to be called a right-wing extremist by the left and a left-wing extremist by the right. And all I say is that you can't have endless growth in a finite place. That's basically what my message boils down to. And that's not so much ideology as physics, common sense, mathematics. A little kid in a sandbox puts blocks in a pail and wants to see how many blocks he can get in there.
So are you talking about the borders?
He rearranges them. He might get a couple more in there, but ultimately that's all you can get.
Yeah, we get that. Are you talking about the borders?
Yeah, well, I mean, that applies to the drilled baby drill attitude. It applies to the liberals wanting open borders. It applies to anything where the idea that you can have endless growth as long as it's the kind of growth you approve of. I mean, the left likes to talk about smart growth. The right likes to talk about how the engine of capitalism will provide for all. And it's all a bunch of hooey because you can't have endless growth in a finite place.
Yeah, but for now, have you ever flown over this country and seen how much open land there is?
Of course. That's the...
Well, what do you mean, yes? Have you ever seen how much open land there is still?
It's not open land. It's basically land that's already being depleted of the nutrients in the soil. It's being depleted of the water, which you got to have. So what are we going to do? Desal. Well, that's labor. That's very resource-intensive. There's no free lunch. You can't have endless growth, whether it's right-wing endless growth or left-wing endless growth.
Well, now, that's an intelligent call. You made some good points. Maybe somebody has another viewpoint
of
calling.
Well, I'd certainly like to follow through on it rather than just simply have you say that's intelligent and then
Well, the thing is, there's people waiting to
that's fine,
to talk.
But
you want to say something else that you think is important?
Yeah, I'd like to say that if you believe what I'm saying, I mean, which is pretty basic, then act on it because that lies at the very basis of all everything else you're talking
about. Okay, how do we act on it?
Well, first of all, you don't just simply blow it off. You say, all right, if we can't have endless growth, that means that we're going to have to stop growing. That means we're going to have to stop our demands on resources. I mean, it just can't be growing infinitely forever. So how do we stop it? Now, as far as I'm concerned, capitalism and socialism so far have failed miserably, and yet both sides keep arguing that their kind of growth is okay and the other kind isn't.
Well, I hear that we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas and wind power.
Well, you heard wrong. I mean, even if you heard right, let's just assume that carbon dioxide is not a greenhouse gas, which, I mean, you roll up your windows in your car on a summer day.
The whole show has been hijacked here. You know,
hijack. I'm just talking about.
No, but it's too much right now.
It has nothing to do with the topic.
We tried to be polite. We gave you a great say. No, we gave you a major say, and you're welcome to call in another time and say more. But you can't take over the whole show. There's people waiting, and we're running out of time.
But you guys are talking about your kind of endless growth. Thank you for letting me.
Okay, you bet. Okay, here comes.
It was a good call.
Yeah, no, Pat is a nice man.
That's
Brother Daryl in Santa Cruz. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
It's been fine. What I think makes for bad radio or bad conversation is ad hominem attacks on the other side, regardless of whose side's doing it. I've heard the host we're talking about refer to, like, Rush Limbaugh being fat guy. You know, his being fat or his being skinny has nothing to do with his ideas being good or bad. And some of the attacks on Sarah Palin are similar in that, and I'm not really pro-Palin or anti-Palin. I'm just to attack someone based on their fat or their bald or their, I don't know, what, a mother of five or whatever, is not a legitimate attack. And it's a shame that maybe those listeners are sophisticated enough to tell that the person has run out of the arguments who make such an attack, but for as far as I can see, there's just really no room on either side for those kinds of mindless kindergarten-type attacks. If you disagree with somebody's ideas, by all means, take them on.
Right.
But take on the ideas, not the person.
Yeah, and like this David Letterman, you know, who litters the airwaves. He attacks Sarah Palin's 14-year-old daughter, says awful, horrible things about her. Not a feminist speaks up. Then he says, oh, I apologize. I was calling her other daughter a dirty slut, blah, 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 blah. I mean, so it's okay now. All the so-called feminists are quiet about it because it's okay, because it's about Sarah Palin. It's okay.
That takes it to the other one. You've got to understand with all liberals, virtually, I mean, I haven't run into one yet, we're not hypocrites.
I can understand why there's nobody calling now. Because
like Dianne Feinstein was my example. She doesn't want you to own a gun, but she carries one. Yeah. So it's
please, I'm pleading with liberals to call this program. David gets a few of them in his.
Well, he gets a few in his program.
He's getting more and more as the show grows. But why can't we get even one on the Saturday
special?
Well,
we could get to the curse. We could get to the curse then.
Thank you, Brother Darrow.
Here's Richard N. Watson. Is it Richard N. Watsonville?
Hey, Michael.
Oh, it is Richard N. Watsonville.
That's our old buddy Richard. Hey, Richard.
Brian.
Hey, my buddy. How you doing?
Buddy even, huh?
Well, I hope so. I'm waiting to see what you got.
He was in Idaho or Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Doing the program from Ohio.
Yeah, I sent you some corn, some fresh corn. Remember that?
Fresh corn.
That was, you know, of anybody that's running loose on this earth that's closest to Charlie Manson, it's got to be you.
Oh.
What?
It's got to be Brian here.
I wouldn't hurt a fly. You
listen,
know that.
No, you wouldn't, man. You wouldn't.
Well, what are you talking about, Richard N. Watsonville? That was a mean thing to say. Charlie Manson is a
come on here and try to do
no,
a
Brian
good show.
He
talking
if,
about
if we, if we could have only turned Brian loose and let him say the S words and the F bombs like he was doing his song there a minute ago, we would have really heard something unreal, wouldn't we, Brian?
Well,
you would have brought the roof down, wouldn't you, Brian?
No, I have to behave.
I mean, listen, you want to hear stupidity. I had to write this down, man. The population, Pat, you heard wrong, even if you heard right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe he said that?
Yeah.
You heard wrong, even if you heard right.
Well, you know, we all have our great moments, and we all have our ungreat moments.
But Charlie Manson is deranged, and here you've compared Humble Brian to Charlie Manson.
Oh, yeah, he's already said he's already to be instructed. He's already said, I promise I'm going to get started now. And he's already said that we can keep meeting on the radio for now. Did you see that, Brian?
Dang me. They ought to get a rope and hang me.
I got my pen.
By the way.
Real men and real women. You're going to complain about light bulbs and mercury, but we're not going to talk about them electric cars.
This just in, ladies and gentlemen.
Brian.
This just in. Hold on, okay. Richard N. Watsonville. This just in. This is a bulletin. I have just been handed a bulletin informing me that next hour, the Perspectives program is going to hold over and continue the conversation with Humble Brian the Great.
When are they going to let me out of here?
Why don't you guys unchain me?
Hey,
Brian, why don't you talk about electric cars going up and down the road getting
held
by 18-wheelers if you want to talk about electric light bulbs.
All right, then I'm going to start right now. Thanks.
Wait a minute. Michael.
We have to do 5 minutes of commercials, and then we have to find out about the curse.
Corey cannot get on the air and talk about officers in the military registering as independents and saying that they do that because of whoever's in office, they want to be known as an independent. Because I talked to an officer.
You mean Corsi? Isn't that something Corsi said?
No, this idiot Corey Gold. You got two idiots there, Corey Gold and David Corsi, man. Corsi will get burning on, and his intro music is Cheers. Why do we got to hear TV music on radio, Michael? Huh, Mike?
I don't know, Richard.
And you didn't even know that we changed Alan Combs, did you, Brian?
How long ago did
we change Alan Combs?
Well,
it's been over a month, hasn't it, Michael?
That's exactly
Well, Richard,
right.
I'm glad to hear that you're still tough and you're still kicking butt.
Well, I'm glad there's all these wannabe PDs out here.
There's 5 minutes of commercials that
Adios.
We have to play or there
Take
will be...
Care.
There goes Richard. And
Bye, Watson. Richard.
And if we don't play these now... then we won't. There won't be a Saturday special.
Anymore. Oh, play them, Michael. Play them.
I want to thank Whitlow Concrete, Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete. For sponsoring this program, and he's going to be sponsoring a lot more.
Whitlow Concrete.
If you have any if you were thinking of doing a blacktop pavement job, forget it. Hire Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete. That's what I did. I was going to do a blacktop job. I decided to go concrete.
Did he do a good job for you?
Fabulous job.
Nice job.
Fabulous job. He's the greatest. Anyhow, thanks to Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete. You know, definitely keep them in mind. If anything concrete, just amazing. They can do anything. They can do his crew is like poetry in motion. You know, they could build the memorial to 9/11, actually. Just absolutely amazing. But here's the commercial break here. Take it away.
Walls knows walls. It's true. Since 1977, Walls Painting has set the quality standard for painting contractors in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties. Diamond certified and a member of the U.S. Green Building Council, Walls Painting was recently awarded the prestigious contractor accreditation by the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. Call Walls Painting today for a free no obligation estimate. Mention Walls Knows Walls and get up to 15 gallons of paint absolutely free with any complete interior or exterior paint job. Hurry, this offer will expire soon. Walls Knows Walls, 425-3622 or wallspainting.com. Bank foreclosures, short sales, people who need to sell, and fewer buyers in the market. It's the ingredients for some great buys in real estate around the Monterey Bay. It was hard being a buyer while the market spiraled upward, but now it's more relaxed, and there are still many great loan programs and rates. If you don't have a good mortgage professional to call on, let Randy Turnquist recommend some to you. Give Randy a call at 831-566-2590 or toll free at 888-496-9655 or visit ksco.com and search for Realtor.
Tea, anyone? I have to let you know about this fabulous tea room that's opened in Capitola. Bloomsbury Tea Room is a charming, authentic tea room offering almost 30 full-leaf teas and spectacular scones, sandwiches, without the crusts, of course, curds, tartlets, clotted cream, and so much more, all made from scratch. Whether you want some quiet time or a visit with friends, Bloomsbury Tea Room will delight your palate and carry you to England. Bloomsbury Tea Room, 911B Capitola Road. Reservations suggested. BloomsburyTeaRoom.com. Toodlepip.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
I've sold over 700 homes in Santa Cruz County. I'm not bragging. I'm just applying for a job as your realtor. Hi, I'm Sally Bookman at Keller Williams Realty in Santa Cruz. The Sally Bookman hassle-free selling program offers home sellers flexible fees, no upfront costs, and an easy out. That is how I sell lots of homes like this.
A bright and airy 2,100-square-foot, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home in La Selva Beach. You can walk to the ocean, totally immaculate, fabulously beautiful back garden, a kitchen to die for, skylights and interesting architectural details, two-car garage, just $869.
Discover how easy selling your home can be with the Sally Bookman hassle-free selling program. Call me, Sally Bookman, for free information packet at 818-9959. That's 818-9959, 818-9959, or hasslefreeselling.com.
It's time to dine in a redwood paradise. Take the short drive through the woods to the beautiful San Lorenzo Valley, where the trees are tall, the sky blue, the pace slow, and the dining is pure enjoyment. Listen.
Hi, I'm Evan from Redwood Pizzeria.
And I'm Paul from Redwood Pizzeria.
Redwood Pizzeria is proud to be locally owned and offers delicious organic pizza, homemade lasagna, and salads.
Redwood Pizzeria is family friendly with toys and games to keep the kids entertained. Even a party room for your next party or event.
Redwood Pizzeria has a weekday happy hour and pours local organic beers and wines.
Delicious quality food and fun for the whole family.
There's everything to love at Redwood Pizzeria. Find Redwood Pizzeria at 6205 Highway 9 in downtown Felton, next door to the Felton Community Hall, or call us at 335-1500.
Or see our whole menu at redwoodpizza.com.
It is time to dine in a redwood paradise. Take the short drive to San Lorenzo Valley and enjoy.
Your source for news, sports, traffic, and weather. AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
Okay, welcome back to the closing 5 minutes of this spicy Saturday special with MZ and our guest, Humble Brian the Great. And that's it. Do we have callers who want to disagree? who want to disagree with well, you know what? We've got to find out what the curse is, and there's 4 minutes left. So what's the curse, Brian,
okay,
real quick?
You don't have to believe in religion to know that cause and effect are real. Those who stand up and defend what the Bible calls abomination before the Most High and attack what the Bible calls abomination before the Most High are usually also very knowledgeable about the ideas of karma and many other invisible forces. You may not believe in all of this Bible and religion illusion as not real, but do you believe in the invisible goddess? So many believe in ESP, in the invisible power of crystals, in the predictions of Nostradamus and the assortment of other psychics, astrologers, numerologists, palm, I Ching, and tarot card readers so many swear by. But when it comes to this one issue, as soon as the subject of abortion comes up, suddenly water is not wet, fire does not burn, and karma has nothing to do with murder. If there is any divine justice in the form of what goes up, comes down, etc., if there is any balancing of energies, any truth to the basic laws of karma, then the partial birth abortion and the blind, vehement defense of this ghastly, inhumane procedure must be answered by something equally as heartless, destructive, and cruel. And the failure to recognize these undeniable spiritual truths and principles spelled out in every great scripture from the beginning of time points to the profound hypocrisy, the spiritual blindness, and the selective mass unconsciousness and subtle death wish of almost the entire New Age and spiritual community of America. And that is the curse that determines everything that's going on in our politics and why the greatest, most able person cannot get elected and why the worst villains keep getting reelected. It's all about the curse of the issue of abortion.
Whoa. Okay. 3 minutes left. 2 minutes left in this edition of the Saturday Special. That was Humble Brian, the great. And as I mentioned before, there's more of him coming your way next hour on the Perspectives program with Donald Davidson and Dr. David Biles.
You can check my website, rememberamerica.net. Free great music there for freedom.
Yeah, and so if you want to call in and either agree with Brian or take him to task, here we'd like you to do so. If there is somebody, there's somebody on hold right now, and that's Harry. And we got about a minute left. Harry, you're on the air.
Okay, quickly. David Corsi is not that liberal. I'm a conservative from England, and he's a very middle-of-the-road liberal. Same as me, but we're in different parties. I voted for McCain. He obviously voted for Obama, but the only thing I do disagree with him about Sarah Palin. That's all I have to say. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very, very much. You know, and I disagree with him about Sarah Palin, too. I think she's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see her be president of the United States.
She'd be a real president. She has good intentions. She can find plenty of geniuses to help advise her.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anyhow, so that's about it for the Saturday Special
Michael,
today.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Humble
Michael.
Brian,
may God
great.
Bless you. May God bless KSCO Radio.
Thank you. And right back at you here, Humble Brian.
You.
So, and thank you, Nikki, for the great job that you've done, as you always do. And stay tuned for the Perspectives program next hour. You are listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is coming up on 12 noon here on the Central Coast, and here is Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. President Barack Obama has just left Ghana, where he spoke to that country's parliament. He told them Africa has great things before it, but must work to move down that road. President Obama, while in Africa, visited the spot where, for many, slavery began.
The Cape Castle, where tens of thousands of Africans were shipped to Europe and then America to be slaves.
On the other hand, it is here where the journey of much of the African-American experience began.
The president says he's glad his daughters, the great-great-great-grandchildren of slaves on their mother's side, saw the castle.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson reporting. President Obama used his weekly address to talk about his economic stimulus plan. Republicans say it's not doing enough to jumpstart this sluggish economy. The president disagrees.
This year has been and will continue to be a year of rescuing our economy from disaster. But just as important will be the work of rebuilding a long-term engine for economic growth.
Republicans used their weekly response to say Democrats are going nuts with spending and to say not enough attention is being paid to small businesses.
We believe Washington must stop targeting America's small businesses and instead should empower them by allowing employers to take a tax deduction to free up funds to retain and hire new workers.
Republican from Virginia, Eric Cantor. It's a no-go once again. NASA has been waiting for weeks to launch the Space Shuttle Endeavour. Several lightning strikes reported near the launch pad last night, delaying takeoff today. Tomorrow is supposed to be better anyway, says launch integration technician Mike Moses.
Chance of no-go tomorrow is 40%, so it's actually a little better day than today. That didn't really factor into my decision today, but it's just kind of a side benefit, so hopefully that's good news.
The shuttle and its crew supposed to deliver the last chunk of Japan's space station lab. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The biggest names in talk radio. The biggest names on cable news. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and Dave Ramsey can be downloaded in a commercial-free audio podcast for one or all of these most influential opinion makers in America. To find out how you can subscribe to the Fox News Quadcast, go to foxnewstalk.com. foxnewstalk.com. O'Reilly, Hannity, Beck, and Ramsey. When you want it from foxnewstalk.com.
New players in Washington and new policies for America's future. As it all happens, you need trusted reporting, unparalleled experience, real insight. Brett Baer and Team Washington bring it to you first, fair and balanced. On top of the stories, breaking down the issues, taking you inside the Beltway. Brett Baer, breathing life into politics. Special report, 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel, the only fair and balanced news network in America. Check your local listings.
I shall see his face.
At the University of Southern Mississippi, thousands turned out to say goodbye to NFL star Steve McNair. McNair was shot and killed by a girlfriend on the 4th of July. She then killed herself. There were memories from colleagues like Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis.
The first time I met the family, and it's kind of funny because the first time I met Mama Lucille, the first thing she said to me was, as soon as she met me, "Don't be hitting my baby like that." And I say, "Mom, I say, it's just business."
McNair was 36 years old. The owner of a historic graveyard outside Chicago has reportedly told police they're going to find two bodies in a grave being exhumed today. If that turns out to be true, then all 150 acres at Burr Oak Cemetery in Aslip, Illinois, could be declared a crime scene. Four workers there have already been hit with multiple charges, accused of removing bodies from graves so that plots could be resold. A splash in the pool is supposed to be cooling, not this hot.
The director of the Valley Club in Huntington Valley says they canceled their arrangement with Creative Steps Day Camp because of overcrowding, not because the 65 kids in the camp were Black and Hispanic. On June 29th, the kindergarten through 7th grade kids said they started hearing racial comments as they entered the pool, and the camp's director said one woman even told her she would see to it they weren't allowed to come back. Days later, the club refunded the camp's nearly $2,000 without explanation, according to the camp's director. The club says the kid-to-lifeguard ratio would have been 10 to 1. That's not safe. Rob Hauer, Fox News Radio.
Brenda Bailey has won the lottery again. Her latest win, $7,000 in West Virginia's scratch tickets. Since September, she's won $160,000. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I've got your Central Coast forecast for the rest of the weekend. Let's see here. Today we got partly cloudy skies, high of 69. West-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we're going to have partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a low of 52. West-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, we're going to have morning clouds and then clearing up to mostly sunny skies, high near 70 degrees. West-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, we've got west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet. Northwest swell 3 to 5 feet at 7 seconds and a bit of patchy fog. And tonight, we've got west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet. Northwest swell 2 to 4 feet at 7 seconds. And Sunday, west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 2 feet. Northwest swell 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds. Also have some current temperatures here for you. It is 68 degrees in Watsonville, 56 degrees in Monterey, 67 in Salinas, and we are at 62 degrees here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 12:06 and 47 seconds on this Saturday, July 11th, 2009. Up next, we got Perspective. Stay tuned for that. This is KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'll be your co-host today. Joining me in the studio to host the show is Dr. David Biles, and he has made the executive decision at the last minute to carry on Brian the Humble. So we want to welcome Brian the Humble back to our show here today, and he's got a real cute piece of music that we're going to play right about now. If Nikki takes care of that. So she's going to go for that right now. And like I said,